I was once asked to recall the names of everybody at a dinner party in Mayfair, London. Now, there are 100 people at this party, and the hostess asked me to memorise the first and the surnames of each guest. The hostess said, "Look, I'm not going to say who you are. I just want you to go around and memorise everybody." Now, I never met any of them before. A wealthy businessman to my right, who didn't know I was a memory man, he thought this was impossible, and he said, "Well, if you can do that," he said, "I'll give you £50,000 to go and gamble with in Las Vegas." So I went round, and rather discreetly, I got hold of one person from each table, and I said, "Look, could you just feed me the names of each person here, the first and the surnames?" And they did. And I managed to do this in about 20, 25 minutes. And I got back to the table, and the businessman said, "Well, have you got that?" And I said, yeah, I think so. And rather nervously, he said, "Right, well, you better start recalling everybody before you forget them." And I said, "Nah, I'm feeling a bit hungry. I'll wait till they're on their coffee." Sure enough, when the coffee came around, I stood up and I named everybody perfectly, much to the surprise of the hostess and to the dismay of the businessman, which reminds me, we've still yet to fix a date to go to Las Vegas. Now, before I trained my memory, I could never have done this. The thought of doing that, memorising 100 people at a party, would have been impossible a few years ago. Like most people, I used to have a lot of difficulty remembering names and faces. People regularly come up to me and they say, "Look, I'm very good at remembering faces, but I just can't remember the names." Why is it so difficult to remember names? I think one of the difficulties is we're meeting more and more people. There's a wider name base. We have to confront new, alien names. We're living in a cosmopolitan society. So we get exotic, unusual sounds like Boutros Boutros Ghali. They're very difficult, tricky to cope with. Now, back in the old days, things were a lot easier. We had names like Smith, Baker, Butcher. So we identified somebody or connected them with their trade. Sawyer, Cooper. So we'd have things like Harry the Baker, Tom the Fletcher. We knew by direct association there was a link between the name and the profession. Now when we meet somebody, there's no direct link to go on. Anyway, what is a Ted, a Bob, a Julia, Carol supposed to look like in the first place? I mean, I no more look like Dominic than you look like your name. So don't feel guilty that you can't remember names easily. There is nothing in the brain. There's no name-face recollection system there.